Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath. I'm Chuck Berry. Hey, Don, it's that time of night that we have the tip of the week and all that fun stuff, but there's probably something cool that happened on this day in history.
Yes, there is, Chuck.
I want to hear all about it.
Okay, this day in history in 1776, the king speaks for the first time since independence is declared. In 1864, the U.S. Congress admits Nevada as the 36th state. In 1917, the Third Battle of Gaza started. In 1929, Houdini died. And you know how he died?
I do not.
Well, he was talking to a bunch of students about how well-built he was and everything and how his stomach muscles was good and everything for all of his getting. And a student hit him twice in the stomach before he was prepared for it, and it ruptured his appendix. And that's what he died of, a ruptured appendix.
Wow.
In 1950, Earl Lloyd becomes the first black player in the NBA. 1956, British and French troops land in the Suez Canal Zone. 1957, Toyota Motor Sales, USA, opens in Hollywood. 1961, Hurricane Hattie strikes Belize. And also in 1961, Stalin's body is removed from Lenin's tomb. He must have had a special going on to have them both in the same one. 1963, some of us are old enough to remember this. Ed Sullivan witnesses Beatlemania firsthand. I remember I was in the sixth grade, I think.
Here is the Beatles.
Yeah, a really big shoe. 1968, President Johnson announces a halt to the bombing. 1993, River Phoenix dies. He was in Stand By Me, one of the kids. He died
Great
in it,
too. Movie.
It is. He died in it, too. Got knifed in the throat in a McDonald's. And in 2000, President Clinton stumps for his wife, Hillary, for state senate.
There you go.
And that's what happened to this day in history.
I'm sure as people are out and about, there, you've probably got a tip of the week for him, too. And this
is
one of the most anticipated times of the show.
Well, Chuck, this is actually an old one that I like to repeat every year just because it is the time of year when deer are on the move more often. Give yourself more time in the mornings just before daylight and in the evenings just before dark. Deer move more than so. Be aware of any movement you may notice, and remember that there are usually more than one deer in a group. Also, when you see, use your windshield wipers. During rain, state law says you must have your headlights on. A lot of people don't realize that if you have your headlights on when it's raining and you turn, or if it's raining, you turn on your windshield wipers, you have to have your headlights on too. So that's one of those things. And keep in mind that during deer gun season, deer move all day long.
Constantly.
Yes.
Constantly. So that's your tip of the week.
That's it.
Again, I want to remind folks the NRA calendars are for sale. Several places you can get those. If you email Don, at our email here is outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. That's outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. Send him a message on there, and you can definitely get an opportunity to maybe meet up and buy one of those calendars.
Absolutely, or you can go to
less,
one of the people that's got
them. Less than 17 cents a chance.
A chance, yeah. 290 chances to win.
There you go. And the other thing, too, Don, is if they want to give it as a gift, it's a great gift.
Absolutely it is.
Great gift.
Gives all year long.
There you go. Hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of a fresh report going to Central Ohio, and we're going to go to Allen Creek in Delaware County. Muskie anglers are having some success here fishing with swim baits, and the large muskies are being reported recently. The most recent report is all the way up to 46 inches.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. So if you can find some wood along the water lines, fish it hard is the suggestion from some of the anglers up there. Cool temperatures in the forecast should also trigger some more bites from fish like saw guy, crappie, And those are kind of sneaking up too. Hoover Reservoir, one of my old stomping grounds, quite a few anglers are hitting their limits on crappie. Anglers are fishing with jigs, tipped with minnows. Some are also trolling for some success and crappie bites and with the same baits. Fish are between 10 and 15 inches or 10 and 15 foot in depth for best results. White bass also, that's kind of popping up a little bit. Kind of wanted to give you the lake. There's still some guys hitting some perch up there, pretty good. We'll talk about that a little bit. South western region. Let me look here. Oh, here we go. Burr Oak. Right now, anglers are fishing for bass with some success. The popular pattern has been a deep diving crankbait. So in a variety of colors. So that's kind of the big deal right now. If you're a bass fisherman, you want to go down the Burr Oak, pretty good opportunity for you to do that. Salt Fork Lake, anglers in the Cambridge area are hard until it's drawing down a little bit over there. A few catfish are biting, and most of them are fighting on chicken livers. So that's kind of your opportunity there. Up at the lake, yellow perch are doing well, and smallmouth bass. Yellow perch right now are doing really, really well for the guys at Lake Erie. In fact, if you look at every area, Central Basin from Western Basin to the Lake Erie region, all of them are pretty much screaming up and down about perch right now. So
good deal, yeah. And, of course, it's going to warm up this week, and it'll be good for fishing there. And Kathy's saying they're still catching some sawguy, and but she's hoping that this weekend brings some more anglers out there, and they can stop in there and get bait there and pick up a soda pop.
Yeah, go out and say hey to Kathy and say, I heard about your place from the two knuckleheads on the radio show, and go from there. Hey, Don, right now it's the time of year. Of course, pheasant season is coming in. I'll have a pheasant recipe. We kind of have a contest going on, and we've had some participation, but we need more.
A lot more.
We need a lot more. So if you have a great, I want to say outdoor recipe, I don't want to limit it to wild game. If you've got that amazing blackberry cobbler or, you know, something you do special with mushrooms or, you know, apples for you know, any reason like that, or wild game, send that, email us that recipe to outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. That's outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. That's our email. Send that to us, and we'll definitely get you entered into our contest. You also can go to the website, and there's a link there where you can go to the Highway 103 link and find information about it there too.
Yeah, and I invite everybody to listen to the broadcast Saturday morning at 6 o'clock on AM 1240.
Yep.
And you can say, hi, Aunt Sally.
There you go. There you got it in there.
I got it.
She's going to be proud of you. Hey, my recipe this week is roast pheasant, and this one is pretty cool. It's got a little twist to it with some crushed juniper berries and a few other nice seasonings that kind of give it a nice flavor. So I'll have that for Sarah to put on the air on the website for us, and we'll go from there.
Sounds like a winner, Chuck.
Hey, we'll be back here next week talking about the great outdoors, 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. And again, if you want to catch the rebroadcast, Saturday morning at 6 on AM 1240.
Yeah, and that's recorded, so you're not going to be able to
Call in. So anyways, well, folks, thanks for listening, because you're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.